Appeal to the pleasure-loving. To the self-indulgent, the pleasure-loving, the sensual, spiritualism presents a less subtle disguise. In its grosser forms, they find what is in harmony with their inclinations. Satan marks the sins each individual is inclined to commit and then takes care that opportunity shall not be wanting to gratify the tendency. He tempts men through intemperance to weaken physical, mental, and moral power. He destroys thousands through indulgence of passion, brutalizing the entire nature. And to complete his work, the spirits declare that true knowledge places man above all law, that whatever is right, that God doth not condemn, and that all sins are innocent. When people thus believe that desire is the highest law, that liberty is license, that man is accountable only to himself, who can wonder that corruption teems on every hand? Multitudes eagerly accept the promptings of lust. Satan sweeps into his net thousands who profess to follow Christ. But God has given sufficient light to discover the snare. The very foundation of spiritualism is at war with Scripture. The Bible declares that the dead know not anything, that their thoughts have perished, they have no part in the joys or sorrows of those on earth. Furthermore, God has forbidden pretended communication with departed spirits. The familiar spirits, as these visitants from other worlds were called, are declared by the Bible to be the spirits of devils. See, dealing with them was forbidden under penalty of death, but spiritualism has made its way into scientific circles, invaded churches, and found favor in legislative bodies, even in the courts of kings. This mammoth deception is a revival in a new disguise of the witchcraft condemned of old. By representing the basest of men as in heaven, Satan says to the world, "No matter whether you believe or disbelieve God and the Bible, live as you please, heaven is your home." Saith the word of God, "Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness."